This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our Learn Deen Daily program on the topic 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Walhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to be able to see and seek advices from the Quran. Let's continue our journey. And today, inshallah, we begin with an advice from the Quran from Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. For men is a share of what the parents and close relatives leave, and for women is a share of what the parents and close relatives leave, be it little or much, an obligatory to share. My brothers and sisters, again, let's trigger our three A's as an action plan. Acquire this understanding that men and women both have share of inheritance, and apply in our lives in order to ensure that we practice on this ayah. Many times women are not given their rights, even of whatever the proportion that comes in inheritance. In this ayah, Allah Rabbul Izzah wants us to apply this in our lives by giving the share of women as well. Because a lot of other societies do not provide right of property, right of inheritance to women. But Quran comes a beautiful advice that makes us, apply in our lives that women also have a share in the inheritance. Advocate it to the people. Perhaps your relatives, your family members might have left inheritance, and there is a point where women are also deserving ones, but there are people who do not want to give up to the women. Make sure that you advocate this beautiful piece of advice to others as well, so that they also can apply on this beautiful advice. Another advice that comes from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, indeed those who devour, who eat up the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies fire. Fire. And they will be burned in a blaze. My brothers and sisters, we talked it earlier as well. The right of an orphan, whether it comes for their property or for their care, all these are their right. And Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling us this, we need to acquire first in our lives, that if we eat up a property of an orphan, then it is as if we will be filled with the fire in our bellies. Subhanallah. May Allah protect all of us. We need to apply it in our lives and advocate it to others as well. There are a lot of people who try to take an undue advantage of masooms, of those who are innocent, those who cannot fight for their right. Subhanallah. Quran comes as a protection for them, as a defense for them, in order for us to advocate it to others, that orphans' property can never be taken up. And if we do that, it is as though, our bellies will be filled with the fire on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and protect us from this, evil act of eating up the property of an orphan. Another advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 21, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and do not kill yourself or one another. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, again, let's put this into three A's as an action plan. Acquire this understanding that we and our lives and everyone's life is an amana, is a trust, and we just can't violate that trust. We cannot kill ourselves, neither others as well. And we need to ensure that we have to take things which are good for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits to consume that which may kill us, which may spoil oil and harm our health and our lives. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not harm yourself. Do not kill yourself. We need to acquire this understanding, apply it in our lives, and be it with those things, eat up those things, consume those things, and apply those things in our lives that are sound, good, and healthy. And advocate this to others as well. You know, there are people out there who do not care for others' lives. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, to highlight this element of sanctity of life that Islam has, that it gives so much, due respect to the human lives, that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourselves. Another advice that comes from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him. And to parents, do good. And to relatives as well. My brothers and sisters, the command comes very clearly. With that, we need to acquire as an understanding that Allah Rabbul Izzah alone reserves the right to be worshipped. Subhanallah, there is none and there can be none. And there was never anyone who could associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, past, present, and the future. We know and we affirm, we acknowledge, we test, and we affirm the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzah alone is the one who deserves all kinds of worship. We need to apply in our lives by not associating anyone, be it in the names and attributes, be in the worship of Allah, be in the lordship of Allah, be in the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never ever associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to be best to with our parents and to relatives and to everyone. Muslim is the one who always advocates for good, applies that which is good, and acquire that which is good. My brothers and sisters, let us advocate this formula of peace, this beautiful piece of advice that makes us, inspired that we should do good for everyone, in the world. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 137. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says a very important thing, my brothers and sisters, and that is we need to ensure that who are stingy and enjoin other people and enjoin upon other people stinginess, subhanallah, miserliness, is not at all encouraged in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be someone who is open-hearted, open minds, and someone who learn to give, learn to spend for that which is good. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, if we practice this teaching, we should never ever think that we will feel that we are going to lose our wealth by spending in the way of Allah. We are going to lose if we are going to help someone. We are going to lose if we, help those who are in need. We should never ever think in this way. Rather, we should think that if I give, Allah will give me much more and much better than what I am giving. So that will basically helps us not to be, stingy, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This we need to apply in our lives because This is something which we all go through. So we need to acquire this understanding that we should never be stingy and neither enjoin other people to be sin, for stinginess. We should apply it practically in our lives, and we should advocate others as well. We should advocate others that the bukhl, that stinginess, is not that which is encouraged in Islam. Another advice comes from Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 54, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Am yahsuduna an-nasa ala ma atahumullahu min fadlih. Or do they envy people for what Allah has given them of His bounty? Again, my brothers and sisters, a beautiful advice that we need to acquire and understanding for this, that Allah Rabbul Izzah prohibits us to be envious about people. You know, this understanding is very, very important, because envy, hasad, it actually burns down our deeds. Subhanallah. We do not want to ruin ourselves by spoiling our good deeds by that which is, you know, envious. You know, and subhanallah, we need to apply this in our lives in a way that we need to understand that we should not be envious towards other people, for a simple reason is that we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Allah, when He is giving to someone, there is a khair in it. There is a goodness in it. And if Allah is not giving me, there is a betterment for me. It is something that is good for me, insha'Allah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This is how our understanding should be. Lot of times, people who are insecure, they get envious. People who are not trusting Allah and His decisions, they become envious. So my beloved brothers and sisters, the need is for us to acquire this understanding that we should not be envious. The need is that we need to apply this beautiful advice from the Quran that we should not be envious about things, and we need to advocate it to others as well, because we want khair for people. We want that which is good for people. And that is the reason advocacy of these advices from the Quran is very, very important. Another beautiful advice that comes from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 105, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says a beautiful advice, and that is, وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ Khasima, and do not be for the deceitful an advocate. This is very important for us to acquire an understanding that we should not advocate those who basically cheat, who basically do wrong, who do not, you know, keep the trust, who do not have the seriousness and the sincerity for amana, for trust. We should never be an advocate for that which misleads, that which is given by the people or done by the people, and just to favor them, we advocate sometimes for that which is false, for that which is wrong. And Allah Rabbul Izzah clearly says, and do not be for the deceitful an advocate. You should not advocate or take sides of those who do wrong. Apply this in our lives. Be it anyone. Be an advocate of truth, not for deceit, not for that which is wrong, not that for which is evil, subhanallah. Advocate it to others as well, among our own family members, among our own relatives and friends. We need to advocate this beautiful advice from the Quran that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and do not be for the deceitful, for those who mislead, for those who do wrong, an advocate. We should always take sides of that which is truth, of the one who is truthful, insha'Allah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another advice that comes from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 135, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, Allah commands us, and this we need to acquire an understanding, that we have to stand firmly for that which is just. We need to be an ambassador for justice, for peace, for equality. And this is something which we need to acquire as an understanding. And we need to make sure that we apply it in our lives. You know, many times in our lives we face a situation where we have to testify against ourselves, against our own parents, against our own, you know, family or relatives. But we should not, you know, go back in testifying against ourselves or others who are close to us as well, if that is against the justice. Subhanallah, justice is something which is commanded by Allah Rabbul Izzah, even if it goes against ourselves, our own parents, our own children, our own family, our own relatives, our own beloved ones, no matter who they are, justice has to be stand out very clearly by us. And this we need to acquire, apply and advocate for the justice. My brothers and sisters, wherever you see there is, you know, a wrong, and you will see that there is some injustice that is going on. So we need to ensure that the root cause for all the wrong is actually, or in reality, injustice. So when we play, when we adopt, when we practice justice, beginning in our own lives and in our homes, you will see that the affairs will be set aright. Subhanallah, Allah will take our condition in a better way, and Allah will lead us to the path that is pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzah, because we ensure, we practice and we strive towards that which is just. My brothers and sisters, the next advice comes from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah number 2, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. Acquire this understanding that we should always be the people of cooperation for that which is khair, for that which is good, for that which is better, for that which is welfare for the people. And we should apply it in our lives. Whenever you see any khair that is happening, go and be a part of that khair. Be a person who can actually realize that this is a matter of khair, and I have to play my part. I need to do my contribution for this khair, and that is how we apply it in our lives and advocate this beautiful advice that cooperate in the matters of good. Subhanallah, we should always be the partners in piety, partners in righteousness, partners in goodness, and we should always be the promoters of goodness and that which is pious. Subhanallah. Another advice comes from Surah Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah number 2 itself, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. But do not cooperate in sin and aggression. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, in which affairs, in which things, in which matters you should cooperate, and in which matters you should not cooperate. You should not be a part of evil. You should not be a part of aggression. You should not be a part of that which is wrong and immoral and indecent. You should make sure that you just not be a part of khair, because, you know, sometimes some people, they are a part of khair as well, and they are a part of evil as well sometimes. May Allah protect us from that. We cannot be the people who are a partner in both good and bad. We have to ensure that we become the part of that which is good, and we should always abhor, prevent and protect ourselves from that which is sinful, from that which is aggression, from that which is, you know, evil and immoral. We cannot be the part of that act or those people who do things which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how we need to acquire this understanding, apply it in our lives, no matter who that person is, no matter how close that person is to me. If he is doing something wrong, I would admonish him, I would advise him, I would counsel him. But if he does not or she does not listen, I will never be a part of that evil, that wrong, that immoral thing, which will draw displeasure of my Rabb. And this is the thing which we need to advocate it to others as well, that they should be the part of that which is khair, and they should not be the part of that which is evil and immoral. The next advice comes from Surah Al-Ma'idah again, Surah number 5, Ayah number 3, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks a very important thing, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيلِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ. Prohibited to you are dead animals, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. So Allah is giving an advice, and we need to acquire this, that what are the prohibited things, the dead animals, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which is dedicated other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to apply in our lives that we should never ever go and consume these things which are of dead animals, the blood and the flesh of swine, and that which has been taken up by invoking or dedicating to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a practical way of being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to advocate others as well, that you know what, when Allah Rabbul Izzah, He prohibits dead meat, you know, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah, there is a khair for our own self. We know that there are so many diseases, so many evils that comes into our body, into our lives, through dead animals, through blood, through the flesh of swine, and through that which is dedicated to other than Allah. When we take these things, it actually harms and spoils our lives, and this we do not want to be a part of it, you know, and this is something which we need to ensure that we always stick towards you know, these practices by prohibiting that which Allah has prohibited, allowing that which Allah allows. When we do these things, Allah will be with us, and Allah will help us, and Allah will put lot of khair in our lives. My brothers and sisters, another advice that comes from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah number 90, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsum min amali shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, indeed, intoxicants, gambling, you know, sacrificing on stone altars to other than Allah, and divining arrows are but defilement from the work of Satan. So avoid it that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to acquire this understanding that intoxicants, gambling, dedication of stones and fortune telling, all these things are an abomination, are the advices of shaitan. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, eschew from those things, be away from those things, as these are the things played by the shaitan. So when we abstain ourselves, when we are away from these intoxicants, gambling, dedication of stones, you know, idol worship, fortune telling, these are the vices. When we are away from it, Allah says, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So if we want success in our lives, we need to ensure that we always avoid these practices of getting involved into intoxicants, gambling, fortune telling, and idol worshipping. This is what and this is how we basically apply these beautiful advices in our lives and advocate it to others as well. We know that intoxicant, gambling, fortune telling, and idol worshipping, all these are the vices, are the act that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not want to displease Allah Rabbul Izzah in any way, or, you know, in any means, by any means. We do not want to, you know, draw that which displeases Allah Rabbul Izzah, and which spoils our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that we abide by the teachings, by the advices of the Quran, so that we may prosper, we may succeed. Another ayah that comes from Surah An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 108, as an advice, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is giving an advice, and do not insult those they invoke other than Allah, lest they insult Allah in enmity without knowledge. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding that we are not allowed to insult, humiliate, or disrespect any religion, any gods that people worship, calling or claiming them as gods. Because Allah says they would in turn, when you do a practice of insulting them, they would do the same to Allah out of ignorance. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, we basically need to understand and acquire this understanding and apply it in our lives. We have to proclaim what is the truth. The rest, Allah will take care of the things. Allah is not putting us as a judge for anyone to claim or to say that he is wrong or he is right. Allah is teaching us to advise people, and to Allah is giving us an instruction that do not insult those who worship other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to advocate this, because many a times, you know, some people, they get into misnomer or misconceptions that, you know, it is allowed to insult or to humiliate or to say bad things about, you know, other religions or other gods that the people worship and claiming themselves as God. Subhanallah, Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is all wise, and He's giving us this wise advice to us that we should not insult or humiliate, you know, other deities that the people worship. And that's how we move forward in our lives. My brothers and sisters, another advice that comes from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 116, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you obey most of those upon the earth, they will mislead you from the way of Allah. What we need to understand, acquire this beautiful advice, my brothers and sisters, is that majority of the people, if they are wrong, wrong remains wrong. You see, there is a English saying which goes like this: right remains right even if no one does it. Wrong remains wrong even if everyone does it. So it's not the matter of majority or minority. It's the matter of truth. It's the matter of justice. It's the matter of goodness. It's a matter of khair. So we need to ensure that majority is not the criteria for things to be good. Subhanallah. And we need to apply it in our lives, my brothers and sisters, that we have to concentrate and focus on that which is good, which is khair. Not that so many people are doing something so it becomes good. No, it doesn't work like that. In Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving this piece of advice in the Quran that right will always be right even if no one does it. Subhanallah. And we need to ensure that, you know, sometimes there are a lot of people who might do something wrong and mislead people, and that cannot be justified to be right because so many people are doing it. So the simple formula that we need to acquire and apply and advocate to others as well is: majority is not the criteria for things to be right. The criteria for things to be right is it has to be right in the perspective of the Quran and the Sunnah. It has to be with the truth. It has to be that which is good for every one of us. My brothers and sisters, the last advice of the day from the Quran comes from Suratul An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 162, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. My brothers and sisters, this is teaching us a beautiful and powerful advice that when we do things, we do it for the sake of Allah. Sincerity is the need of the hour. If we are sincere, it means that we, our lives, our living, our dying, our prayer, our sacrifice, all these are for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we do these things for the sake of Allah, Allah will take care of us. Subhanallah. Allah will take care of us, and He will protect us, and He will guide us to that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to attain sincerity. Do things for the sake of Allah. You will never be disappointed, because Allah will never let you down. When you do good for the sake of Allah, Allah will certainly reward you with that which is good. Allah will never let your efforts, your goodness down, my brothers and sisters. But you, if you expect from people to respond you back with that good which you do good to them, they might not do that good to you, and eventually you will be disappointed. So the best practice is that you do things for the sake of Allah, being sincere to Allah, for the people, for the benefit of the humanity, and expect the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As all the prophets, they said, in ajriya illa ala Allah. Our reward is with Allah Rabbul Izzah. We don't seek any compensation. We don't seek any rewards, appreciations. We don't seek, you know, anything from the people. We don't have any expectations, and we should not have any expectations. We should have only expectations from Allah Rabbul Izzah. And who is more better in giving us the compensation, the good, the rewards, better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to help us, you know, practice these advices, to acquire the right understanding of these advices, and to help us and give us the ability to advocate these beautiful advices to the humanity at large, beginning from our own lives, from our own families and relatives and friends, and to the entire humanity. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ